Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest has been covering hockey for too long, a long, long, long time, written about it tremendously. He's also a co-host on our sister station in Philadelphia with the great Angelo Cataldi, who one of the last times I was on, Angelo told me to go to hell. So I'm gonna treat Al Morgani a little bit better than Angelo treated me. Hey, Al, how are
you? Hi, Al. How are you, man?
Well, if you're a Flyer fan, hell is Philadelphia right now. So.
Hey, Al, you know, we were talking the other day. It's one thing to lose, but, man, I don't know that I've ever seen a Flyers team play as listless, lifeless as they did the other night in game four at home. It was just awful.
No, it was, and the fans are, I mean, they were, you know, in Philadelphia, we've gone through rebuild with the Sixers, obviously, and the Phillies look like they're straightening out after their rebuild. But this was, it was not only because it was so one-sided, but let's face it, those people arrive to taunt Sidney Crosby, and he just lit the city on fire. With the way he played, and they're very upset at the lack of emotion for the team, the lack of pushback. You know, it's one thing to lose, but to get these lopsided losses, I don't know if any teams in the league there's a difference like this. It's an absurd lopsidedness to this series, and there's no, you know, in this league there's no end of the game, you know, carry it over to the next game with physical play anymore. That's gone. You have to be smarter than that. So there's nothing to hang on to here, save Patrick's play. But, I mean, when you have a series where you're not only bigger, stronger, faster, smarter, better coached, it's everything. And their fans are tremendously upset to the point where I don't even know how many really want this series to come back. It's like, well, right, this is our worst nightmare.
Our misery.
Yeah, like, you know, just get this over with, and we don't need to be taunted by that, by the team that everybody wanted, the Penguins, because the emotion would be there. And the Penguins arrived, and the emotional pitch wasn't there, mostly because I believe that Pittsburgh, I mean, they just went into playoff mode so rapidly. And their ability to absorb an early punch or whatever, and it doesn't get to them. Once they get rolling, it's good night. And unfortunately, I don't know Crosby's personality as well as you would there, but boy, I got to think he's just feeding off the nonsense that comes on with some of the people in the crowd in Philadelphia.
Al, there's no question. His career numbers against Philly are just extraordinary. I'm interested in your perspective. When I was on with Angelo and you guys last week, I suggested that I'm ready to put Crosby on the Mount Rushmore of the sport, and I believe you agreed with me. And you talked about him being maybe the greatest leader you've ever seen. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, I know in Pittsburgh you've had, you know, you get Mario, obviously, but I mean, I've covered enough through, you know, Gretzky. I've seen so much, but if this gets replayed in Philadelphia, I get so much heat because of the way I kind of watch him play. His work ethic is something that's so underrated, I guess, outside of Pittsburgh. I watch him play, and like, I can't believe he'll go into places, and you know he's going to take hits here and there. His willingness to go into those areas, his willingness to do small little things, his ability to make, like the play behind the net the other night, it looked like, and I said, it just looks too easy. It's not that easy. It looks like the goalie's looking the other way. Well, why is the goalie looking the other way? Because he does something that you don't expect anybody to do, but it doesn't look flamboyant when he's doing it. It's the small little things he does in real tight areas. I really consider him, he's on my Mount Rushmore. I mean, it's so hard with hockey, with the great names that you've had there generation to generation. But if he ever pulls this thing off where they get three in a row in an era like this with the salary cap era, I don't know how anybody doesn't have a place for him on that legacy sheet.
Al, do you allow for the possibility that he could pass Mario and become the all-time greatest Penguin?
I don't see how you can't. I mean, with Mario, though, I mean, all the off-ice stuff to come back from it, the personal comebacks and the medical problems. But I really do. And if you're looking just for on-ice, and I mean, nobody can argue, even in the case of Mario versus Gretzky, and I'm from Boston, you put it with Orr, you cannot argue that Mario Lemieux was the most physically talented player I've ever seen, ever. What he could do, nobody will touch. But hockey is a game, the most team concept, the most motor, your individual motor. If he gets this thing done again, and I'm sure they'll make more runs, I don't see how you wouldn't. You count the rings. If they come, more of them, you count his size, you count the different people that he's played with, you count the salary, the era that he's in. And for as much as Mario, we talk bigger medical issues, but the issues that Crosby's had, yeah, I think there's room there.
We're talking to Al Morgani, a longtime hockey writer based in Philadelphia on our sister station in Philadelphia, WIP. Al, can you talk about Mike Sullivan a little bit? He came here, took over in December of, 15, and he since one more win against Philly. He'll be 9-for-9 in playoff series. I guess he only got to ever win two cups his first 2 years was Toe Blake. Pretty amazing company that guy's keeping, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm a Boston University guy, so I've got him on a pedestal. Well, I think the difference I see, the Penguins were a team where you could get under their skin. You could play that game with them. And since Sullivan's taken over, you can't. You can tell the discipline that's kind of been put over the team, and you can't get away with it anymore. You can't just kind of freestyle. You can't. A lot of that, I guess you can call it a selfishness, has been taken out of it, because you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it for the whole group, as they say. I think in previous years, I could see a Pittsburgh team come into a place like Philly where it's so emotional, and they could kind of lose it and just in the moment there, the early hit they might not be able to accept, and they kind of go out of their game plan. I don't see that anymore. And I also see that this is the best Penguin team I've seen in terms of, okay, things aren't going so well right now, but once they get going that way, it's that they're really hard to stop, really hard to stop. And even in the regular season, we say, okay, one game here, one game here. The long term, two and three game, bad games, they fix things. They fix things quickly in a season viewpoint and in a game viewpoint when things start to go the other way. They get fixed pretty rapidly. And I think that's just absolutely all on coaching.
Al, what do you attribute the longevity of the Crosby hatred in Philadelphia? Why do you think it's persevered and it's lasted as long, and it seems to have been, in terms of dislike or hatred towards another player, the intensity is basically never waned between the Flyers fan and Crosby? Why do you think that is?
I think it goes way back to when he whined some. And you know, even Gretzky, when he came up, in Gretzky, when they played the Bruins, the Bruins fans gave him a hard time because it looked like he was crying a lot. And the issue in Philadelphia with Crosby, when they hear that quote, "I don't like them," when they play it over and over again, they just thought he whined a little much. And that's absolutely where it comes from. And then it just kind of fed on itself. You know, we're at the Eagles parade, there were signs, "Crosby sucks." This is the Eagles championship parade. That's how deep seated that is. I think at this point, at least, grudgingly, people are looking at it because it's so embarrassing what he's done to them. But I just think it's because they think they look at him as a whiner, that he draws penalties, or whatever. And no matter how much you try, my daughter is a huge hockey fan, obviously. And she'll go crazy. I'll go on the post-game show, whatever, pre-game show. And I really, you know, I like the way Crosby plays. I think he's terrific. And she'll, whenever, I'll get a text. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Because it's the truth. You can't handle the truth. This is the truth. And they love to have that villain to kind of go at. So he's the villain. And I think, but at this point, given the choice of putting up a monument to Crosby or Dave Hextall, Crosby's got two statues going up in Philadelphia.
Who is the scapegoat for Flyers fans in this series?
It's the coach. And I will say this. I think Hextall's a pretty darn good hockey coach. He's given a team that was on a rebuild and a rebuild step by step, a really young team where the two best players, kind of embarrassingly, are two kids, Provorov and Patrick at this point. But I can't speak to the Pittsburgh fan bases in anything but hockey. I don't know what they think outside of it. But in Philadelphia, if you don't wear your heart on your sleeve, they don't know if you have a heart. It's strange. And Hextall is very non-emotional. They hate the stone face. They hate the fact that if a call goes against him, he's not like Peter Laviolette jumping up on the bench. And you know what? I have to say, in this series, you really wanted some emotional response from the coach because you were embarrassed as a fan base, and it hasn't been there. And even though they finished with a couple of points behind the Penguins with a really young team, he's getting no credit for it because they just can't see any passion. And in defense of the fan base, there has to be some sort of emotional response to this. This is really, really tough to watch if you're a Flyer fan. Who knows? They may come back. They went through a 10-game unbeaten streak, I mean winless streak, and came back from it. They did bounce back. But they are so embarrassed and so mad that their coach doesn't seem mad. So he's taken the hit, and the captain, Claude Giroux. And part of that is the coach won't get Giroux away from a matchup. But the captain, Claude Giroux, after yelling MVP, they're now screaming for his head on a platter. But more so, they're very, very unhappy with the coach. The goalie goes unscathed because they've just gone through so many this season. That it's just expected that they're going to get out goaltended.
Al, the winner of this series, and it looks like it is going to be the Penguins, play Columbus or Washington. That series tied 2-2. All the road teams have won the first four games. Who do you like to meet in that next round?
I think Washington. I think, when Ovechkin kind of, I don't know if it was much of a guarantee, but it was made out to be a guarantee that they were going back with that series. I like the fact that Ovechkin's kind of got that fire under him. I don't know if it get much better for Pittsburgh than to go through Philly and Washington, but I like the Caps to come back in that. They've made their goaltender, the goaltender that they've counted upon in the past there. So I think that's going to happen. Either way, I think the Penguins would get past whomever should they get past when they get past the Flyers.
Boston, Tampa looks like they're going to meet then. Who comes out of that? And do you like the Penguins to come out of the East?
I think the Bruins are going to be the biggest roadblock. When Bergeron doesn't play and they still play very well, it would be much to pick between Boston and Pittsburgh. I'd love to see it. I think Boston's the most complete team. Chera, even at his age with that kid playing with him, McAvoy, I mean, he kind of has some room now with somebody who can go do all the dirty work, so to speak. So, I mean, they've got so much. And Marchand's an amazing player. Everybody hates him. And he knows what he can't get away with in the playoffs, at least thus far in this season. So, I mean, that line, I think, is the best line in hockey when they're really going. They're going most nights. So I think, at least at this point looking at it, I would favor slightly Boston.
Do you think Hextall's coaching for his job tonight, Al? Is that possible?
No, I don't. No, I don't. And you're asking the question that every Flyer fan is hoping. I don't think so. I think when they meet afterwards, it'll be like, well, we got further than we thought during the regular season. Our young defense came along. We got to fix some goaltending issues, but we had injuries. I don't think that he is. But boy, if they if they don't put up some kind of fight here, I wonder if it doesn't go beyond Ron Hextall, the general manager, to hire officers who say, this is a really dangerous spot we're in here with the Sixers on fire and the Eagles haven't won a Super Bowl and the Phillies looking like they're, you know, there's only so much money to go around to fill your building. I wonder if they do have another horrible loss, if it doesn't go up even beyond the GM's office. But at the GM's office, I don't think the coach is in trouble.
Who's the player that they would get rid of to try to send a message to the fan base?
Well, I guess it would be Giroux or Voracek. It would probably be, given their druthers, I mean, Voracek has had a very poor series. Unfortunately, I think it might be Simmons who doesn't survive, mostly because Patrick's come on at a young age to be a power play guy. I think Simmons is playing hurt, and I give him a lot of full marks for playing as physically as he tries to now. But, you know, with the Patrick contract will be coming up in a few, and Simmons going to become making a lot of money, I think Simmons is probably headed out of town anyway.
All right, Al, we appreciate your time, man. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. Tell Angelo I give him my highest regards, okay?
Right. I'll tell him you said go to hell.
There you go. Thanks, Al. Al Morgani, longtime hockey guy, gave us a nice description of what's going on in Philly. Doesn't sound happy there, does it, Andrew?
For Flyers fans. I think he made a really good point with every other team in that city seems to be taking off right now. The Eagles have won the Super Bowl, and I think there's legitimate reason to think that the Sixers and Phillies aren't far behind.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.